Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is to
believe. Head of thy church triumphant, we joyfully come out till that put a song before us. Mercy shall sing like those in glory. We lift our hearts and voice with blessed anticipate and cry
and give to
the praise. We lift our hearts with blessed anticipate and cry aloud. We lift our hearts with blessed anticipation and cry aloud the praise. We lift our hearts. And cry aloud. Sing it for the last time. We lift our hearts with blessed anticipation and cry aloud. Raise your two hands, we lift our hearts with blessed. We cry aloud. Sing it for the last time. We come to lift our hearts with blessed. Anticipate, we cry aloud. And cry aloud. We cry. This is why. And cry
and give to God the praise of our salvation.
Hold on the microphone, sing with your voice and cry. Now your ball has swallowed. We were cast away. Nanka yen fata, nanka yen fra, nanka yen se. Sister, we'll be the mortuaries here. There are rich people in the morgues right now. You are here only by the grace of God. It is by mercies that you can talk, that you can lift your hands, that you can move, that you can have your being. Can I have some grateful people? Let me hear the people who are grateful unto God this morning. Adia! There are people in ICU right now. People in ICU. This particular Sunday reminds me a lot. Yeah. When he was singing the song, Francis, am I rhythm free? Am I rhythm free? Do not forget. 2 years ago, around this time, Pastor Richard was in ICU. I will not forget so, son. Today is the 18th, 2 years ago. Yeah. So, Thanksgiving that year fell on the 27th of December. Uncle Atu was standing here leading us in worship. And doctors were telling me, don't raise your hope, man of God. Don't raise your hope. This is a hopeless situation. Whilst we lifted worship, sang songs, very simple songs, Uncle Atu was singing, you know. Sang songs that say, Nyewe wuradia, wukayeho. Senyewe wuradia, wukayeho. Simple song, Senyewe wuradia, wukayeho. Senyewe wuradia. And then he sang, we have an anchor that keeps us up, steadfast and sure, while the billows roll. Fasting to the rock, which cannot ground and fermenting. He sang also, Ebenezer, Yami, Natu Marakwa, Kaitio, Namia, Yama, Nafa, Nase. Unto Ebenezer, Ebenezer. Can you? But we have someone that belonged to us, or who is part of us, that was in ICU, who had been at the time in ICU. Around 18, the first operation had been conducted. And we're waiting for the second operation. I'm talking about open stomach operation. The boy had ulcer perforation. And the perforations, the ulcer perforation, it says, he went to drink an energy drink after our fasting and prayer. Today is Sunday. I wouldn't want to disdain that energy company, but I can tell them you have a bad product. Whilst we were lifting up the name of the Lord, now they were not dealing with the perforations, they were dealing with an acute infection. The infection had gone into the brain. Once your brain is dead, your heart can be alive, but you are dead. It had gone into the brain. And we were here whilst lifting up worship. Fortunately, all the doctors and surgeons were Christians. So sometimes they can join hands and pray. Let me tell you what I met in ICU, Kolibu Surgical. I met 13 people, including Pastor Richard. 12 died. All of them died. All of them died. I normally go to their bed one by one, praying for them. All of them died. Everybody in the ICU can't talk because they are unconscious. And so once we were here giving thanks, we give praise and worship, exaltation, estimation, sublimation. But we were still praying in the praise. Spare the life of that young man, Father. And then we started throwing sacrifices to the altar. If anybody tells you there is not power in an offering, it is a lie. It is a lie. At the time we gave an offering that had no sense in it. But God came through. Oh, God came through. Oh, God came through. When we left here that Sunday and entered into that particular ICU, the lifts were not working, so we used the stairs. We met one surgeon downstairs. Met me and said, Papa, nyam ya yo, nyam ya yo, nyam ya ya. My first question, just like Francis finished at 7:30, my first question. So you may be thinking this is just songs. It's not. There is a message in the song. There is a prayer in the song. This morning, one of the songs that comes to my spirit. Somebody raise your voice. About ampe mi nyamie o inkasie about ampe mi nyamie wa mama siri o inkasie. That's right. That's I'm a two-morning for one ground, only one set. Israel, a groom, yeah. Will be anywhere. What about Tampa? Oh, in Gazia. Raise your voice about Tampa. Mi nyamie wa mama siri o inkasie wa ba tampe o inkasie wa ye ni o shoo. Thank you. Shoop, shoop. Obatambe Minya miye wa mama siri Oin kesiye Wa ye ye ni o Obatambe
Minya miye wa mama siri
Oin kesiye Wa ye ye ni
o
Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. Somebody clap your hands and give him a shout of praise. Football anchor, people will be shouting better. Shout and scream unto God with a voice of triumph. Ooh! Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Some people were buried this year. Others got mad this year. Others got divorced this year. Others got destabilized this year. Many countries like Ukraine are disconfigured this year. But we stand here that through it all, I can hear you. Through it all. Through it all. Through it all, we are more than conquerors. Through it all. Through it all. We are more than conquerors in Christ. Through it all. Through it all. We are more than conquerors. Once you stand, I will welcome all of you into the presence of God. This is the 18th of December, 2022. I give God the glory for you and your family. It is Thanksgiving, annual Thanksgiving for all our churches. And we give God the glory for his faithfulness and favor. Whilst you are standing, I will read our foundation scripture. John the 12th chapter, the 28th and 21st verses. John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21. The Bible said, there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." Look the 21st chapter, the 34th, 35th, and 36th verses. Luke chapter 21, verses number 34, 35, and 36, the Bible said, "Take it to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life. And so that they come upon you unawares," the Bible said, "for as a snare, it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." May the Lord bless the reading of his word. But before you take your seat, allow me to read Luke chapter 17 from verse number 12. This was an occurrence that happened. The Bible said, "And as Jesus entered into a certain village, there he met ten men that were lepers, which stood afar off." In the 13th verse, the Bible said, "And the lepers lifted up their voices and said to the Master, 'Jesus, have mercy on us.'" And then in the next verse, the Bible said, "And when Jesus saw them, he said unto them, 'Go show yourself to the priest.' And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed." In the 15th verse, the Bible said, "And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice, glorify God, In the 16th verse, the Bible said, and fell down on his face at the feet of Christ, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. When I mention the word Samaritan, the modern word of understanding will be he was an unbeliever. He was an unbeliever. He was not sanctified in the redemptive grace of God. He was a Samaritan. In the 17th verse, Jesus made a very interesting submission. Answering him, the Bible said, he said, we're not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? Where are the 9? Jesus is requesting the rest that were healed. Where are they? Where are the 9? In the 18th verse, the Bible said, and there are not found that return to give glory to God except this stranger. Look at the word Jesus used for the man. Except this stranger. Anybody that is outside of the confines of the family of God, in other words, the redemptive, you know, parameters or perimeter of God, is a stranger. Another word for this stranger is an alien. Alien. Interesting. Can you put this possibly in another version? I would not waste your time. Let me utilize the rest of the time. You know, why this foreigner? Another interesting word appears. Jesus is calling the man a foreigner. You know, the only one who came back to give thanks to God. Another version, interestingly, he said, was there not no one found to return to give thanks and praise to God except this foreigner? Another version, the Bible said, has no one returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? The last version, possibly, can none be found to come back and give glory to God except this outsider? You can be coming to church but be an outsider. You can be here taking communion but can be an outsider. You can be in the pulpit preaching but still can be an outsider. You can bless marriages and officiate funerals and be an outsider. In imbregu bi ebe ya tesedie. Ubo humadine. But you are considered an outsider. That's not the message this morning. Put it back in King James Version. And then, you know, let's go to the next verse. In the next verse, the Bible said, and he said unto him, arise. Go thy way, thy faith has made you whole. The stranger returned to give thanks. Another version says to give glory unto God. You may be seated in the presence of God. This is the W3 service. W3 means word, worship, and wonders. Thank you. And I want to thank God for everybody's life that this year has been a very challenging year by all standards. Yet, we are grateful. We are very grateful. You know, I have been dealing with a series I have titled The Error of Balaam. And last week I was talking about wastage, the error of wastage, the 9th episode. Let me talk to you about the error of ingratitude as the 10th episode. Because I come to a realization, ladies and gentlemen, that so many people are, you know, ungrateful. You know, sometimes when you look at our prayers, it even indicates the ungratefulness of people. When they lift up, and I'm in my bumpy, 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 and I'm in my bumpy Why are you not honoring me whilst I cry? I listened to that prayer, and it is a prayer of ingratitude and ungratefulness. You have the breath to breathe. You have the mouth to speak. You have the hands to lift. You have the feet to raise. You have even the lungs that are working. You don't have kidney failure, liver failure, heart failure. You are having your entire being, and you feel that God has done nothing. What an ingratitude. What an ingratitude. When I look at this nation and we feel like when there are nations who don't have a sea. There are nations who don't have Brodiekwedu, who don't have mountains. There are nations around us who don't have most of these things, and yet they are grateful unto God. So I'm standing here and I'm talking to a nation. You have bauxite, you have gold, you have manganese, you have oil, you have gas, you have wise people, and still you cannot be grateful even for your geographical location, for your skin color. You cannot be grateful for the timing in which you are. Coronavirus came, did not kill you. Ebola came, did not kill you. You don't have cancer, you don't have leukemia, you don't have HIV/AIDS. You are sitting here and your body is intact, and you are still don't have any tent. You don't have a song, you don't have a club, you don't have a shajabak, you don't have a tahila, you don't have a yada, you don't have a toda, you don't have a shout. Oh, there are people dying in the ICU right now, and even those people are grateful. They are very thankful. In Kai will be, you know, while Dickon Dinsey was on that bed, still he was thankful and still he was grateful. Somebody that was on his way out was still grateful. I saw, you know, Sammy Okposo's funeral, and I could hear his family thanking God. We thank you for his life. We are grateful for his life. We thank you for his life. They are mourning, but they are still grateful. There are people who can see nothing around them. I said this year have been challenging, but God has been faithful. This year have been ups and downs, but the Lord has seen you through. This year have been turbulentic, but the Lord has sustained you. You didn't die in May. You didn't die in June. You did not have an accident. Even if you did, the Lord sustained you, delivered you from the snare of the fowler. I don't know who I'm talking to. You sat in a plane and they nearly crashed, but God was your defense. I am declaring that we are grateful. Whilst I'm standing here, I say, we are here to give glory. We are here to give thanks. We are here to give praise. I don't know who I'm talking to right now. Yeah. But I'm preaching to myself. I'm preaching to myself. Many, many preachers have died this year. Too many preachers have died this year. Sofo Enchi and his wife died in the same accident. The ICG pastors that died this year, including ICG, that young man from Koforidia. But God has sustained so many men and women of God. Aren't you grateful? Are you not grateful? And so this morning, we want to clap a little, shout a little, dance a little. Dance! Hey! Hey! We'll be on, man. If you need more, Yes, sir. Anytime. Your boy and somewhere anytime. Sandra from a nano pay woman, ignore them. We are here to give glory. We are here to sing. We are here to praise. We are here to exalt his holy name. Somebody scream. Hey! You don't need blood transfusion. God is good. You don't need a surgery. God is good. You are not going to the theater. God is good. Yeah, you are not in prison. God is good. You are not in police cells. God is good. 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 This morning, he is asking the same question. Where are the nine? Didn't I favor 10 people? Didn't I bless 10 people? Didn't I heal 10 people? Where are the nine? No, where are the nine? Many have committed suicide this year, including a 65-year-old woman committing suicide. But God has been your hope. Yeah, he has been your hope. When need does war, even though the miracle is not yet in, but God has been your hope. Oh, oh, God, he has been your hope. When everybody thought that you were going down, when everybody thought you would be buried this year, when everybody thought you would be disgraced, when everybody thought you were finished, but God lifted your head. God raised you up. God lifted you up again. Am I talking to a people? If you are grateful, scream, shout. Thank God for all the people who had weddings this year. I give God the glory for what he has delivered Ghana from this year. I bless God for his kindness and his love and faithfulness. I thank God for the wisdom he has given you to maneuver through this year. You know, some of us, we had to cut down our life and readjust. If you were eating 3 times a day, now you cut it to 1. If you were eating fufu, now you cut it to Gary, but you are here. You are not dead. You are not buried. You are not disgraced. You are not disconflicted. You are not wiped away. God is good. God is good. God is a good God. I went to Kolebu Emergency and saw people. I went to 37 Emergency and saw people lying there. Then I said to myself, why is it that Alabaster needs to be told how to praise God? Why do they have to be told that you are not in this predicament? Why do they have to be told that when you make washa was so? Yeah, 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 yeah. Why are we here? Why are we here? Why are we here? Why do I have to tell you that when you are here? Are you here? Are you here? Are you here? Nanka say you will woo. Nanka say a Nimguasia, Nanka say Ahuasia, but when Yamia Tauroma, when Yamia Toyaninatum, by the grace of God. So the lady's song is a very powerful song. Why me yo? Why me yo? Say, that's why. Lift your hands. Why me yo? Ah. Oh, may you sing it for the last time. Why am I here? Why am I here? This morning is a privilege. It's an opportunity to reflect on all the Lord has done and give thanks, give glory. I love that song so much, you know. You will have to give thanks with remembrance. Give thanks at the remembrance. Give thanks. I want to be grateful more than anybody. Yeah. One more if you in a dorso. Yeah, one more dorso. Dorso. Woman, yeah, and how you see you. The voice is gone. But this God. But this God, but this God, but this God. I was sitting with a millionaire whilst we were having the conversation. He was eating, and I said, "Is this what you eat?" He said, "Yes." I said, "With all the money you have made." He said, "If I don't eat like this, I will die and leave the money." And I'm moody baby. Hallelujah. Before we sing this song, let me use the opportunity to thank God for the lives of everybody who celebrated me giving God the glory. Thank you very much. I'm closing up. Let me thank God for my mother, Chrissy Dotete, my father, Stephen Stanley Mensah. Let me give God the glory for all the barrage of men and women of God. Apostle Randy, Prophet Ebenezer Akonai, Prophet Eric Yaufoso, Apostle Josiah Oben, Reverend Samba, all you guys are amazing people. Reverend Job Adu, thank you very much. You know, Prophet Timothy Bentum, Pascal, you guys are just amazing. Dr. Justice Avivo, amazing people. When I look at you people, it amazes me. They don't let me sing. Tell me some of the names. You know, Apostle Isaac Akwesiapia, my own brother and friend, Reverend Ovozubuahin, thank you very much. Reverend Richard Boateng, thank you. God bless you. Reverend George Nate. Reverend Elvis Achiman, thank you. God bless you. Let me thank God for my biological mother, Mommy said, let me thank God for my mother, Auntie Gladys. Let me thank God for my Didi Rita. Let me thank God for all the pastors here. Let me thank God for Pastor Mehdi. I know you are the architect behind all this. And all the pastors. Thank you. I'm grateful for all the companies, establishments like Sweet Melodies who celebrated us. We are grateful. This is so humbling. It's so humbling. It's just so humbling. Hallelujah. I know all the worship songs, all the modern and the old ones, but I feel to say every day without any doubt, the best worship song I have ever heard. Oh, soon I will cry, now we can see. I'll sing that in a close. Oh, soon I will. May that be your song this morning. Raise your two hands. May say, well, so who now will cry, now will hear a curse. Ah, will soon, I will hear. Inampona, inampona, only will pass. Oh, yeah, we'll soon I will cry and I will yeah, curse you. Why would you money will fear when it will Maya say in Ampona? Hey, honey will pass. Oh, he soon I will cry, and I will curse you. Soon I will sing it for the last time. In Ampona, who is like unto thee? Oh, in well, soon I will cry and I will curse you. Now I want to give this space of time as an opportunity and as a platform. From January until now, sister, whatever the Lord has done for you, come on, raise your hands, raise your voice, and begin to worship, begin to bless Him, begin to adore Him. Ah, we cannot be ungrateful. We will not show ingratitude. We bring you worship. We bring you gratitude. Raise your voice. Raise your voice. Shida. Yijama. Teyijiema. I want to turn young. Hallelujah. Worship. Ah! Give Him glory. Where are the nine? Where are the nine? Where are the nine? Let the nine return. When Yamia Yabiama will be a one of the Shirani, did he? Yanikasia! Shadded it. Skia! Atika nanana, Shantololo, Azia la Mahano, Ria, Zuzukalia Anto, Jana, why not your first in a man and cow? Why me young? Why me any man worse? Why me young madam? Why me what confidence are you? Jesus! Hey! Hey! Nyami ayebi, sister, nyami ayebi. Nyami ayebi. Womei, a toda na school fees. And so unu ni abaya.
Who unu ni abaya? Who unu ni abaya? Nyami ayebi abi apunubi. Hey!
Hallelujah. Before we go, we want to be grateful for Ghana. Ukraine was far beautiful than Ghana. Ukraine was far better in terms of their economy than Ghana. They had better hospitals, airports, bus terminals, banks, manufacturing plants, schools. Most of the doctors that Ghana have were trained in Ukraine. 2022 have seen the extinction of that nation. Everything have been run down. Inasmuch as we want to make intercession for Ukraine, we want to thank God for Ghana. That through it all, we can rest and come to church. Yeah, at least we can come to church. Through it all. This year, 2022, exchange rates, dollar and pounds. Pounds went to up to 18 cedis to the city. Dollar 15 to almost 16 to the city. But in December, we are seeing some stability. I know that is not industry stuff. When I say industry stability, it's not something somebody is doing. It's not something some human being is doing. But 5 days ago, I called Pastor Rich. I said, Rich, can you change dollars for me? He said, Papa, nobody wants to buy dollars. But dollar na ya bola will be humble. Sometimes God can hold that wind that is blowing without anybody doing anything. The hand of the Lord can hold. Or the Nensatimichi and our form frama. Wama bread do my mama or mohome. I said yesterday, dollar was 7 cedis. It's coming down to 6. Faithful is our God. At least you can buy rice. You can buy oil. For the kose seller to also nebashi kose, yeah. At least. Hallelujah. Can you raise your hands and thank God for this nation? Give him glory. Thank you. At least. We can walk to church. Thank you, you are stabilizing things. Thank you that you are helping us. Thank you that you are helping us. I bless you for the leadership of this nation. I thank you for the people of this nation. I thank you for help and for grace. Let's finish our Thanksgiving with Enkwenye Yehowa. Enkwenye Yehowa. Come on, Enkwa Yeho. Oh, Yehovah. 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 Boo, boo. Now, put a song there for us. Yeah. Yehovah. Come on. Yehovah. Yeah. Yehovah. Yeah. Boo-boo now, Jehovah, 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 Jehovah. Raise your two hands as we pray. And Father, we are grateful. Thank you is understatement. We should look for words. Look for the vocabulary. Look for the verbosity to come before your throne and say, thine is the kingdom, thine is the wisdom, thine is the dominion, thine is the dominion forever and ever, from everlasting to everlasting. You are God. Only a dini. Ebreni pastori ti ayen. Senya wadom anko me mere ye memene so. Ene hwede ye waye fidie na bubu ya de ye ho. Enti ye mfa na asenkoma enzuo enua. Ene ya bosom. Onko an ye frafrawo. Ye frafrawo se de nya ngontom frafrawo enzuo. Beje aseda beje sori ye beje ni die beje ye no nyam. Eh wanjoy ye. Wanjoy. Shida ke yije mo ke yijamo. Hallelujah to the name of Christ Jesus. Manje, one will not but you. Raise you up. We thank you. And open would teach Hey, alabaster for. Hey, alabaster! Hey, alabaster! As I close, I commend you to God, to the word of his grace that is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among the sanctified. I prophesy, my friend, that you will finish this year well. You will finish strong. You shall not die but live and declare the works of God. I declare that you and your family will enjoy the favor and the goodness of God in the mighty name of Jesus. You will excel, you will excel, you will excel, you will excel. May the peace of God be with you, and may he honor you and cross you over to a brand new year where you will be restored and restituted in Jesus' precious name. You don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior. Your sins are not forgiven. Your right hand is on your heart. Whether you are watching on television, by radio, or online, say, "Dear Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. This morning, I repent of all my sins. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I'm born again. I'm a child of God." Father, I pray for everybody who prayed that prayer. Give them eternal rest in their spirit and soul. May they follow you with their cross, denying themselves, in Jesus' precious name. May your blessing be upon this nation, upon this church, upon this holy people, upon everybody that is following. We are asking for your help, your kindness and favor, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Clap your hands. Let me hear a celebration. Hallelujah! Now we want to give the Lord offering. So whilst we sign off, all our friends, thank you once again. The Lord bless you. Next Sunday is Christmas, 25th of December, and it's Christmas service. Merry Christmas to you in advance, and may you have yourself a blessed new year ahead. Reminding you that the 31st prophetic crossover service is still at the Fadama AstroTurf. 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. is going to be awesome all-white service. You can't miss it. Fadama AstroTurf. All roads are leading to that place. You cannot miss it for anything in the world. The Lord bless you. I love you and I'm praying for you in Jesus' precious name. You want to join us for our offering? 0249809911. That's 0249809911. And then 0592296667. That's 0592296667. You can join us now. From all of us here until we meet on Tuesday for Bible study, when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. May the Lord bless you. I love you. See you in the next service. God bless you. Thank you very much. Get your offerings. Your first offering is your thanksgiving. Hey, sister, Nyamia, you be. I'm here. God has been good. Hey. This year I heard crazy stories. I can boldly say, I'm here. Ebroso. Hallelujah. I pray over your thanksgiving. May the God of the fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, may he honor you in the precious name of Christ Jesus.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.